Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Hey, Dave, the guys at Google are putting out some really nifty inventions.
Yeah. Last year, they introduced Google Glass, where users can check email, read maps, all with a pair of glasses.
They're also testing driverless cars, and now something just as unexpected, a contact lens that measures blood sugar in the wearer's tears.
Wow. For diabetics, that's got to be exciting. Imagine not having to poke yourself several times a day to check your blood sugar level. It's invasive, inconvenient, and the supplies get expensive.
But diabetics now don't have a choice if they want to stay healthy. When their sugar or glucose level is either too low or too high, they can suffer serious health problems over time. Some diabetics have their feet amputated, lose their vision, and die from kidney failure.
So their glucose levels must be kept within relatively strict limits. But people aren't always good about their medical regimen, so Google's contacts could do the work for them. It has tiny wireless chips and a glucose sensor embedded between two soft contact lenses to take sugar readings once per second.
The electronics are so small they look like glitter, and the antenna is thinner than a human hair. Google's trying to incorporate tiny LED lights to alert the wearer when glucose levels are off. They've completed some clinical trials to refine the technology. Part of that is to create apps that store the measurements on a smartphone for the users and the doctors.
If the contacts turn out to be accurate and affordable, what a difference it would make to over 20 million American diabetics whose numbers are rapidly growing.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.